off. We resolved her last night to start Perek Shavuos HaPikadon. We did the Mishnah, and now we're up to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav and Beis at the bottom. Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel bereid the Rabba bar Bar Chana, Rav Yitzchak bereid Rav Yehuda Tanu Shavuos bei Rabba. These three Amoraim had learned Shavuos in the Beis Medrash of Rabba, and when they were leaving, Pogabuhu Rav Kahana, they met Rav Kahana, who had some questions for them. And he said to them, what would be the din? We know all along we've been talking about the chiyuv of korbanos, you know, the chiyuv of a korban, the asham. But nobody's ever mentioned what would be the din if the person making the shvua also received hatra'ah. The yadim say, listen, you know, we know that you owe that money. You better not swear that you don't owe it, because you're going to be chayiv malchus for swearing falsely. Would they, in fact, be chayiv malchus? Or is this a special halacha in which the Torah has removed the idea of the chiyuv for a shvua sheker when it comes to pikadon from the general idea of shvuas bitui and brought it into a new category in which you're chayiv only an asham? There's no longer any of the other chiyuvim that would be involved in the mace. What do we say, continues Rav Kahana to them, given the chidushu, do we say that since it's so unusual, to bechol haTorah lo ashkechan meizi de maisi korban v'hocha maisi korban, being as we normally don't find, and Rashi and Tosfos both point out, it doesn't mean literally, I mean we don't find, it means normally we don't find, I mean certainly there are four cases, actually, in which even a Zadon does bring a korban. And one is someone who sleeps with a shivcha or a chalufa, and the other is a nazir that became tameh, and we already saw Shavuos Eidus, and this is the fourth case, Shavuos HaPikadon. But do we say that since this violates the norm, so therefore the Torah essentially is telling us that there is a special case over here where the Zadon gets a kapora, and that kapora is a korban. And if the kapora is a korban, then there's no longer a chiyuv malchus. Oh, Dilma, hani mili hechad lo atzmei. Or should we say, well, I mean, the Torah is saying essentially that if the man didn't get hatzras, if he chayev what one is normally chayev for shvua shekers, then there's a korban that can be mechaper on him. Abel hechad lo atzmei. If lemaisa he also got hatzras for the shvua that he's making, so then milka loki, he would get malchus, and in that case, there's no point in the korban. Korban lo maisi. So you know what? Even that's not so clear. Maybe he would get malchus plus the chiyuv of korban, since the Torah wasn't machalik. Maybe the korban is a halacha that even though it doesn't bring kapora totally, and the person remains chayav malchus, maybe the Torah was machayav the korban anyway. So maybe we would do both. Amalei. By the way, it's interesting discussions over here about why we don't bring a raya just from the concept of kidei rishato. Normally we say we're not machayev a person two things. Kidei rishato. There's an interesting ritva that says that the reason is because the kapora of the korban is klapei shemaya. We never say kidei rishato when you're talking about something that is done for the Bezen Shomala, so to speak, and when it's done for the Bezen Shomata. So, well, not a question. There are Achrayim in that Taina that the Ritva is only saying that the Rafas of the Milsa. That's a Kual something, yeah, but in general, there are those who hold that when you have two Chiyuvim that would be innate in something, never say, Bechtei Rishato, that would be like saying that, but Shemra shouldn't get Malkus and also pay. That's the chiyuv that the Torah said. He gets malchus and he pays. So, I mean, maybe that's the pshat over here. That the shvua sheker was never, we never undid the chiyuv of shvua sheker. We just added a special inyan that when that shvua sheker is for pikadon, so there's also a chiyuv of an asham. So that would be that's the be'etzem chiyuv. It's not that we're putting together two separate issues over here. There you say, b'chay rishato. We b'chay a person twice for two elements of the same chiyuv. Yeah, you might as well leave it open a tiny bit instead of slamming it. You know? I'm saying close it, but don't slam. So that's our question. Okay, so we have three possibilities that Rav Kahana asked the three Talmidim of Rabba. Do we say that the halacha of Shavuos HaPikadon being chayev and asham is a special din that removes Shavuos HaPikadon from the normal dinim of Shavuos Sheker, and therefore even if they got hatra'ah, there would be no chiyuv of malchus? Or do we say that the Torah was only providing for korban when there's no malchus, but if they got hatra'ah, there would be malchus? Or maybe we should say that the Torah essentially provides for two different levels of responses. One that is a a chiyuv in Bezdin, and that is the chiyuv of Malkus, and the other that is the chiyuv klape Shamaya, and that is the chiyuv of the Korban. Amrulei, so the three Talmidim of Rava told him, well, L'chora, I mean, it says that beferish, Tanina, Chamura, Himena, Shvuata, Pikadon, Shechayavim, Azdona, Makot, Ashiyata, Asham, Bekesiv, Shkalim. So over there, the Brisa is comparing the relationship of Shvuas HaPikadon to Shvuas HaEdus. It says over there that Shvuas HaPikadon is more chomer than Shvuas HaEdus, because you're chayev malchus on the zodain, where by Shvuas HaEdus you're not, and lechora, I mean, if that's what we're talking about, then apparently we're talking about a case, michlal, since it's talking about the Chiyuv of Malkus over here, obviously you have to have gotten Hatzra'ah. And it says Malkus. It doesn't say anything about the Korban. So you see that you're Chayav al-Zadona, Malkus, in a case where there's Hatzra'ah, but no Korban. So Malkus in the Korban law? Why are we calling that a Chumrah? I mean, who's to say that that's more Chumrah? I mean, that doesn't cost it any money, at least, to get Malkus. Because, look, in Nechle, Le'inish, the mighty Korban, the law, the because Le'maitis, if you'd ask a person, I mean, any person would rather pay his Shvei Shkalim to bring the Korban, rather than to suffer the Malkus. So we're calling that a Chumrah. So, Le'chora, there's your answer. Omer Lehu Rava Bar Iti, here is where, in fact, this, we quoted Rava Bar Iti before, and this is where it happened. It was in the context of this conversation where Rava Bar Iti said to them, you can't bring a raya from a brisa that mentions a chiyuv of zodain shvuas hapikadon es chayav malchus and not korban. We know there's such a man v'yomar. Man tana zodain shvuas hapikadon lo nitana kapara Rebbe Shimon. Remember, this was our whole, this was in the Mechakro Alei B'Ma'arava. This is what we brought as the Mechakro Alei B'Ma'arava. That here, look at this. These people actually believe that according to Rabbi Shimon, even in the Maskona, that the din is that Shvuas HaPikadon and Chayav Malkus b'Mezid and not Korban. And that's why they were laughing. And in the end, our Gemara said, look, it's nothing to laugh about. I mean, why can't we learn it out of Me'ila? He's learning it out of Me'ila that you're Chayav only B'Shogeg and you're not Chayav the Korban Hashem b'Mezid. It's fine. But in any event, here's where he said it. So if we find a Braitza that insists that the Chiyuv of Shvuas HaPikadon is Malkus and not Korban, then that's Rabbi Shimon. And obviously that wasn't what Rav Kahana was asking. Rav Kahana was asking, what's the normative halach if you hold that there's a chiyuv of korban? What about if you got hasra? Would there still be a chiyuv of korban? Would there be a chiyuv of malchus? But you can't bring a raya from here. Aval rabbana. I mean, the rabbana argument, Rabbi Shimon, when you bring a korban, so you bring korban also. I mean, or maybe even instead of. Amal Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana listening into this whole conversation was between basically the Talmidim to his question. He said to them, you guys, you know what you're talking about. Because you don't need to be docha it with this Rava Bar Iti business that's going according to Rav Shimon. Bar Mine Dahi, please. The whole Brisa, just forget about it. There's nothing to do. First of all, you don't even quote the Brisa right. Okay? So you bring me a girsa that isn't right. Ana Taminala, I happen to be the one who is masna that Bryce, okay? And you want to hear the right girsa, I'll be happy to tell it to you. Ochi Taminala. Echad dona ve'echad shigata hasham bekezev shkalim. It's not a word there about Malkus. So that's your first mistake. The whole point over there, the chumrah, wasn't a chumrah that you're gonna get Malkus instead of a korban. What it's stressed over there is that you're gonna be chayav, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, an ashram which has a minimum value. It's because of shkolim. And that's the chumrah, my chumrah. Because when it comes, I mean, we're comparing over shvuas hapikadon to shvuas ha'edus. So the chumrah is diluhatam chatas badanka. Over there, you could buy a chatas for a dime. You're talking about a korban olaviyare. V'hacha ashram because of shkolim. The Torah provides a minimum amount of money that you're going to have to spend on your ashram, and therefore it's machana. It's as simple as that. But we never mention Malkus over there. Says the Gemara, okay. I mean, Rav Kahana, okay, so you just gave away the answer then, right? Because if Lamaisa, you're talking about the Chumrah of Shvuas HaPikadon over Shvuas HaEdus, the only thing you come up with over here is that your Chayav Bein B'Zadim Bein B'Shkoga Chatas, I mean, an Osham B'Kesef Shkolim, so since you didn't say your Chayav Malkus, it certainly would have been worth mentioning if it's a Chumrah. So apparently, you just told us what you know. That there is no chiyuv of Malkus, right? So then Ligmar Mina, fine, okay. So we'll use that bright itself as the proof, the solution to what it is that you were asking us. No, no, said Rav Kahana. Give me a raya from over there, because Dilma de lo atrabeh. I mean, how do we know that there we're talking about cases of hatra'ah? Maybe we're just examining the cases that were spoken about in the Mishnah. Lishnach rina. Now, another thing, another way of reporting this, is that Tashma, they brought a raya, where it says, Ein chayavin al shigigata, Main chayavin al zdona, Hasham bekesef shkalim. So you're not chayav if there was a shogeg, meaning on the etzem effect that you owe the money, so you didn't remember. What are you chayev on the zadein? You're chayev in asher bekesef shkalim. So lechora, what is that talking about? Even b'da'aserbe. No, new mela. I mean, maybe it's talking about also over there. Also, nami de lo aserbe. They can't bring a raya from there. Lotoshma. Lo imamarta benazir tamei sheken loket. Now this is the middle of a brisa. Actually, Rashi says he doesn't know what it's in the middle of, so it's not really important. Tosas brings the brisa in the Sifra that it's nageya. But in any event, it's comparing over there the din of nazir tameh to shvuas hapikadon. So it says over there, whatever it is we were trying to learn out, it says over there, a nazir tameh gets malchus. Now, shenkein, someone who made a shvuas hapikadon doesn't get malchus. Now, obviously, if we're talking about the case where you're loka, then it must be talking about where you got hatra'ah. I mean, we're comparing similar cases. Nonetheless, so it's b'chal da'atzbe, nonetheless, in the comparison to shvuas hapikadon, it says, tomar b'shvuas hapikadon, she'ino loka. Abu Korban Maisei. Okay, so there's your answer. You see that even if you got a hatra'ah for Shvat HaPikadon, the din is Korban and Amalkus. No, that also doesn't prove anything, says Rav Kahana. Because my eino loket, what that might mean is not that you don't get Malkus, but that eino loket, you're not going to be potter in getting Malkus. You're still going to have to bring a Korban. Oh, so then what are you saying? So as opposed to Nazir, where what? Where you get Malkus, you're potter from a Korban? That's not true. By a nazir tameh, you get malchus and you need a korban, right? So what are you trying to say? Why are you comparing it to nazir? If you're willing to say that he's also going to get malchus, that's precisely what the din is by the nazir tameh. So are you implying the klal, the nazir tameh, nifter by malchus? A korban ktivbe. It says the pharisee she has to bring a korban. Don't try to give me that. So that would mean that nazir tameh is precisely the same as the case of shvurat pikadon with hatra'ah. Both of them get malchus and have to bring a korban. So what are you telling me? Tomar b'shvat ha'pikadon. Well, it's not true. No. It is true. Because the korban that is being brought over there has nothing to do with the fact that the nazir became tummy. The korban that's brought over there is the korban that's necessary to reset the nazir to start counting it again. It has nothing. It's not that a nazir tummy is high of a korban besides the malchus for making himself tummy. It's that the nazir is high for making himself tummy. What's he high of malchus? He was over his nazir. Now, the din is that a nazir has to start counting his naziris again. Okay? How does he start his naziris again? He has to now go through the process that allows him to complete the dinim of the tumah of the first naziris to restart the clock on his naziris. That requires a korban. It's not coming as a kapora for his tumah at all. So the hasan, the mighty korban, ki hecha de techol alei nazirut v'tahara. That is only that the Naziris should be called the Tara. It has nothing to do with the Malkus. Okay. So the Mela were left without a clear Raya. And Lamaisa, we paskin, there's a lot of discussion as to the levels of this Psa. Lamaisa, we paskin that there's a Chiyav of Korban, there's no Chiyav of Malkus. Now some learn that it's because we haven't proved anything from this Sugya. However, the way that the Rambam paskins it, the Rambam says, just in Halacha, that the Torah was Motzi the Din of into a chiyuv of a korban, which implies that he's giving a self pasukan, even though the Gemara Lefarah didn't come out with anything. So a lot of discussion why it is would be like that. I mean, there are some who talk about it being a suffix, and you know, because we haven't come out with a chiyuv malchus, we're left with a chiyuv of korban, right? Which isn't so simple, because one of the questions over here is whether there would be a chiyuv malchus and not a chiyuv of korban. So what do you mean? So let's say it's a suffix. So let him not bring the korban either, if he was high in malchus. The Rimigash says an interesting, I mean, obviously, before the Rambam, but the Rimigash says that the korban is a given. What do you mean the korban? carbon is a given. The only question, in other words, unless you prove Malchus carbon is a given. So some learned that what the Rimigash essentially is saying is that, look, it's not the fact that we would say if there's a fee of Malchus when there's a Hasro, there's no fee of carbon. It's that if the person is Chayiv Malchus, then there's no Malchum for the carbon. But if Lamaisa, we can't be Chayiv Malchus, because we haven't proven that there's a fee of Malchus, then even if there's a fee of Malchus, he's still going to bring a carbon. In which case, the carbon is a given. So if you're left now with the suffix, the carbon is a given. However, and some learn that that's what the Rambam essentially is saying. However, I must tell you that since the Lashon of the Rambam takes the actual Lashon of the Gemara, the approach of the Gemara, that we're looking at a Chiddushu, and that the Torah was Motziat Michlal. Essentially, that's the way he presents it. It doesn't even seem to be enough to explain the Rambam what the Rimigash is saying. So we'll just leave that for you to put in your pipe and smoke. So now the Rabbanan, who were having this whole discussion, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Shmuel Ben Rav Bar Vachana, Rav Yitzchak Ben Rav Yehuda, and also Rav Bar, I assume also Rav Bar Iti came along with them, because this was a rather challenging kind of discussion with Rav Kahana. They went back to Rav and told him over what it was that Rav Kahana challenged them with and how they were unable to supply him with any answer. And Rav was very upset about the whole thing. He said, you know, you guys missed the point. If you're asking me about a case where they gave him Hasra, then you're talking about, I mean, when we say gave him Hasra, it means obviously it couldn't be Hasra Suffolk, right? It means these Eidim had to stand up and say, now look, we know perfectly well that you owe that money, so don't you dare lie about it, because if you do, you're going to be Chayav Malchus. Well, now that's a pretty dumb case, said Rav. Because if there are Eidim that could say that, then those same Eidim can take him to court. And if they could take him to court and get the money, he's saying, we know you owe the money. No. So then, if they're doing that, then his kvira isn't meaningful, because what's he saying? No, I don't owe you. What do we care what he says? He can say, I do owe you the money. I don't owe you the money. We have two witnesses. The same way that they're giving him Asra, they can also drag him into court. Therefore, the whole question Rav Kahana asked you was a dumb question. Because if the Eidim could give him Asra to give him Malchus, then by definition, he never made a Shvat HaPikadon. So it's a trick question all along. Let's see that inside. What are you talking about? Bechlalti iloat rebeidi, he gave him bechayim? What? So suppose they hadn't given him a matzorah. They said, same two Adam are there. They're telling me two cases. What if they gave him a matzorah? No, okay. But if they didn't give him a matzorah, then you're willing to say, well, of course, in that case, he would be chayav a carbon. He would not. It's kvirat devarim be'amahu. What's he talking about? He's talking about fairy tales. He's just blabbing. He's not being called from Momon, because the Momon we're going to get out of him, because we have two witnesses. So what he's telling us, his story, his version. Do we care about a shvua on his version? Alma kasava Rabba, hakofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim patur. So Rabba clearly holds that if somebody makes a shvua zepikadon when there's edim anyway that are going to be able to recover that and prove that he does owe that money, so in that case, paradoxically, he's patur, because what he swore about had no legal implications whatsoever. Yeah, but it's not included in the Din Shavuos HaPikudim. Same thing we saw before by Shavuos HaEdus. If you make a Shavua that falls in the set of Shavuos HaEdus but isn't Chayav al pi Shavuos HaEdus, you're not Chayav. So over here, this thing is included in the set of Shavuos HaPikudim. You went ahead and made a Shavua, and you're not Chayav on this type of Shavuos HaPikudim. What was your question?
Even if he didn't know
that there were Eidim. Right? So the question is whether it was a meaningful kvira or not. Omele Rav Chanina Rava. Rav Chanina told Rava, I could prove that actually from a Braisa. Tani de Misaya Lecha. We darshan there in the Braisa, it says, O Matza Aveda V'Kicheshba V'Nishbal Sheker. So that was the closing posik after it lists the various things, the Pikadon, the Tumetiyad, the Gazal, and so on. So it says also, Matza Aveda V'Kicheshba V'Nishbal Sheker. And that's where we have alachas, mikol asher yaseh adam. So there, we darshan that it has to be a hakhasha in the whole thing. Prat lemode le'echad min ha'afin, or le'echad min ha'shutafin. So in a case, now, we don't really understand at this point what that means. But it says if a guy is moded to one of the brothers that claims a Yerusha, where there were two, or to one of the shutafim that claimed that they owned the pikadon that was given to him, and v'nishba al sheker, then it continues on to say, we're darshing now the same brisa, where it says, ki cheshba v'nishba al sheker prat lelove b'shtar v'lelove b'edim, that if somebody had a loan that he had taken out with witnesses or with a shtar that could be recovered in court. So then that's not called nishbal sheker because it's meaningless, nishbal al sheker. It has to be in the context of avoiding the payment. So it would be laktova, you know. So you see over there that if there were eight and there's no nishbal sheker, there you go. It's exactly what Rabbah was saying. Says Rabbah, well, it's a nice try, but it doesn't prove anything. Because, I appreciate your attempt to bring me a raya, but it's no raya. Because imi shum ha, that, you're going to bring me a raya, lo tesayan. I don't need rayas like that. Because over there, who's to say that the case is that the person was makhish money at all? Somebody could come along and say that maybe the point over there was that the guy says, well, you claim I borrowed money and that you have a document. Now, it's true I borrowed money, but there never was a shtar. So, in other words, there's no hakasha on the money. There's only hakasha on the uvdot. He's admitting that he owes the money. And maybe that's all. I mean, if somebody doesn't agree with me, he could claim that the only meaning of this braita is that if somebody is makhish uvdot, if those don't have a bottom line implication on what he owes, then he's not chayav b'shvat ha-pikadon. Maybe that's all it means. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's being nishba on the money that he owes, you see. So you can't prove it from that braita. And you know what? You think that I'm pushing it, but I'm not. Because you see, you conveniently ignored the first part of the braita, which really didn't make any sense, did it? But let's take a look at the first part. It says, V'kicheshba prat l'model le'echad min ha'achim o le'echad min ha'shutafim. Now, what is that supposed to mean? That if there were two people, two people said that together we gave you a picadon that was worth $100. So he says to one of them, well, you gave me, on your part I agree, but that's only $50. The other person never happened. So I understand. So then, fine, so deal with the shvata picadon for one, and not for the other. So fine, so it was makish that person's $50. I mean, it was an afkamina that there were two people, he was only makish one of the people. I mean, so there's still a shvata picadon. I mean, it's nonsense, this thing. How could there be? No, there's two different tefillot over here. So what would be the case there? Obviously, that can't be the case. If we're talking about the Odilei B'Palga today, what? He's agreeing. No, your tefillah, you're 100% right. The other guy's tefillah never happened. So then you have the kvir on the other guy's tefillah. So that can't be the case. El Alav, the only meaning to the case that's given in the Brisa over here, is they come to him and they say, hey, you know what? The two of us lent you $100. He said, get out of here. You know perfectly well that it was only your money. This guy you brought along just to make him feel good. I admit that I owe you the money, but I mean, let's stick to the facts. It never happened that this guy lent me money. And I don't want it ever said that this guy lent me money.
And it's a $400.
Yeah, but I'll pay you the $100, but I don't want to hear from you that it was his money too. Come on. The truth is, I only owe you the money. So again, it's a hakasha nuvdot. It's not a hakasha in the money. The guy's agreeing to the bottom line. That's the only way to learn the brisa and the resha. So then why not agree that the sefer could just as easily have been explained that way? Yes, I owe you $100, but what is this business of a shtar? We never wrote a shtar. I'll pay you your $100, but don't make it such a big deal about it. I signed a shtar. I never would have signed a shtar. So all that we're talking about is, you know, the story. Okay, tzvirat pikadon obviously doesn't include stories. It includes money. So if you're the guy's willing to pay the money, it's not considered to be a tzvira. Okay, so let's see that inside. El Olav, the Amri Lay, they said to him, Mitarvinon Yazafta, you borrowed money from both of us. And he says to them, Omar Lahu, no. Michadinayu Yazfi, Tavile Kvirat Dvarim Beyama. All we're talking about is a story. Umita Reisha, since obviously the Reisha is Brisa, we're forced into a corner. Say that that's what it's talking about. Is Kvirat Dvarim, then anyone that you try to bring a raya to from here could easily turn around and say to you that that's the meaning of the safe of the bride. But I happen to agree that it means what you said it means, that the guy actually is being co for the moment. But you can't prove it from here, because he could say it means the same thing. Tashma, okay, let's see if we could bring a raya from here. Eino chayav al shigigata, umau chayav al zdona, Hashem bekezim shkalim. No, so when you're talking about your chayav al zdona, I mean, doesn't that mean that witnesses come and say that he was lying? No. You're saying my lav zdona edim? No, maybe it's zdona etzmo. Maybe ain't afinam. It's not talking about where there were witnesses there. Who's to say? I mean, anyway, the whole din of shvata pikadon is repeated in terms of hodav etzmo. So, I mean, who's to say the word edim b'chlam? Okay, what about this case? Tashma, how you shtei kitei? Did we have this v'gabe shvuat ha'idut? There were two sets of witnesses, right? Kafra Harishonah. The first set of witnesses is Kafra. Then comes along the second set, and they're Kafra. So we said over there, Shtehen Chayavot. They Shiacholah, Idut with Kayem Shtehen. And we ask them now, Bishleim Ashmiyat Chayev. Understand that the first cut should be Chayev. Because they are the last resort of this guy to recover his money, and if they deny knowledge of it, then he'll never be able to recover his money. They'll call for lakat rishona, because the first cut already said in Bezdin that they don't know anything about it. Ela rishona amai mechayve. The problem is, why would the first cut be chayve? Hakayma shmiya. The second cut is still there, so what do you see from here? That if you have a tvira on mama, even though there's still, I mean, it's the equivalent, it's the same idea. The Shvuas HaEdus, even though I'll still be able to recover this with the Eden, in this case the second Eden, that nonetheless, the Kfirah per se of the first group of Eden is considered to be a meaningful Kfirah, and that's the opposite of what Rabbah said. Rabbah claimed that if anyway I'm going to be able to get my money, in the case of Pikadon, where I have a Eden that there was such a Pikadon, in the case of Eidut, where Shvuat Eidut, where I have other sets of Eidut. So he said, then it's not a meaningful Kfirah. But we see over here that it is. And, of course, we know the answer to this, because we already had it in the previous parak. Omer Ravina. Ravina answered that, no, Inachinami. The case over here is that at the time of the Kfirah HaRishonah, the second cut was an unusable cut, because they were brother-in-law. And Afu Mayaskina Gon Chaitashniya Bishat Kfirah HaRishonah, they were related through their wives. Now, their wives at the time were on their deathbeds. Nishotehem gosiso. So, mao detema rov gosisin lemita. You might think that we could say, since rov gosisin lemita, for all intents and purposes, that this kat already is considered to be doing something meaningless, because in another 10 minutes we'll be able to bring the second kat in and recover the money. That we don't look at that. We look at hashta miachayanino. At this point, there is no other kat veloshchive. They haven't died, and that's what defines halacha, not what is going to be. I'll be the future, and I'll be ro. So, in which case, the chiddush over there is in fact limited to such a case where there wasn't a usable second kat. But in Ochinami, if there would have been a usable second kat, then we would say the hakhasha, the first Adam, is meaningless. Fine, so go take the second kat of Adam. And you're not chayav b'shvat ha'edut, which is l'maisa consistent with what Rabbah is saying here. But b'shvat ha'pikado, if anyway you're going to get your money with the Eidim, what's the point of the shvuah sheker here? We're just going to go into court and recover it.
But what I'm understanding is that your situation can change after the fact.
Yes. Although the real answer is yes and no, because as we came out back in Sanhedrin, this case is only a valuable case where at the time of the testimony you also hadn't been married, but that was the time the event took place. It had to be tchilato v'sofo b'kashrut. All right, but for our sugya, it's not, you know, that's not the point. But that's really what it came out that would have to be the case. That originally they were kashuliatus when they had seen the event. They then lost the kashrut by marrying. And now they would recover the kashrus by the death of their wife, so they would no longer be related. The Mishnah always does this. The Mishnah always takes a case to illustrate an idea. According to you, we should shut down every scientific lab in the world. Well, you know, it's such a rare case where you engineered a mouse that only has this particular gene, and now you're going to see what the implications are of that gene. I mean, it's completely useless research. Throw it out. It's not a normal case. No. That's the whole point of cases. It's to isolate, take away all the other issues. What about this issue? How else are we supposed to take away issues? Except creating cases that never occur in reality. I mean, that's what the whole scientific enterprise does. Right? So there is exactly the same way.
When we actually find that that's not the case, these things do come up. The Gemara will show us.
Yes, also true.
Ridiculous.
That's right, because it's fun. Because it's
then we
fun.
Ask, how can we possibly think? And then something like 9/11 comes up, and all the things that we saw in Yemamot.
You're right about that too. But that's also true in the scientific world. People create whole systems of mathematics that have no possible application, and it turns out that all of a sudden it's the bottom line explanation of reality. Okay. Toshma ba'al habayit sheta'an ta'anat ganav bepikadon v'nishba v'oda ubo edim. What would be the case? We have over here the guy that was given something to keep for me. He goes and he times the Tanas Ganas. He says, somebody came along and stole it from me. So, if he's a Shomer Chidam, he would be Potter because he has a Tanas Geneva. Now, if he swore about that and witnesses come along now and say he was the one that stole it, so he's Chayev the same way a normal Ganav is Chayev, and he has to pay Kesel as if he himself was the gun. Now, what about if Aiden never comes, but he now comes to court and he's Moda? So Kefo is certainly not Chayev, because Moda Biknas is Potter. However, he ends up being Chayev now Chomet, because of the Kfirah B'Pikadon, because a certain time is Ganav, is also co-fair in the money that he owes. He really owes him the thing. He kept it for himself, claiming that it was stolen. So, whether the Adam come or whether he did it himself, he's going to depend on what happened. He's going to pay different amounts, but he's definitely going to pay. Either he'll pay Kefal if Adam come, or he's going to pay Chomesh if he's Moda. But meanwhile, we see that there were Adam, right? I mean, it's the same case. There were Adam, and if the guy was Moda himself, it says over here that he brings his Asham and his case. So, it's about as clear as can be that even though Edom are present, that the halacha is that a shvua on a pikadon is chayev. Not like Rava. Otherwise, there's no such case. If Lamaisa you have Edom, then you can't be chayev on shvua on a pikadon, is what Rava claims. And here it says, beferish, not like that. Answers the Gemara, how can I make it a Ravina? Who's to say that the case over here isn't the same as Ravina? The same idea, that the witnesses were Krovim at the time, and some of male, and then later on they came. Of course, over here, you don't need the whole thing about Gosasin and all that. That has nothing to do with it. That's only Nagei Shvuas Eidus, where the situation of the Eidus is what's important. What's important to us is that Lamais, at the time that he was Kofer, there were no witnesses. A year later, Aiden came. You don't need that they should be Gosasot. But a year later, Aiden came. That's still the same case. In such a case where the guy was Kofer, when he was Kofer, there were no witnesses. If he was Maida, then he would pay the Asher B'Chomer. If in the end witnesses come, because now witnesses could come, since their wives had died, so then he would pay. The Tashlum would be canceled. What's wrong with the case? So that would be exactly the same case as Ravina. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Tashma, I didn't bring you a bride. The same bride we brought before. Chamuram imena Shvata Pikadon. Shvata Pikadon is more chamur than Shvata Edut. Shechayavim al zdona makot ve'al shigata Asher B'getu Shkalim. Explain to me how in the world you would get Malkus. Well, we're going to say that. If it says over here you get Malkus, and obviously there were witnesses, and nonetheless in exactly that case it says you pay Hashem because of Shkalim. So you see that you pay even though there are witnesses. Omar lo Rav Mordechai, oh, please, Barmine, that you would please get that price out of here already. He's driving his bananas, Rav Kahana already said. That brisa was wrong. He said, Ana Taninala, Bahaki Taninala, the correct girsa in that brisa, which, by the way, I happen to be the source of, is like this. Echad zona ve'achad shgiyata asham v'kesef shkalim, and no mention of Malkus, and therefore, please stop bringing it up. Okay, Tashma, how about this? Lo'im amrit benazir tamei, shikain lo kev. Back to our old standby over here of the mysterious Nazir Tame and Shvuata Pikadon comparison. So Mar Shvuata Pikadon, Shane Oloke. Now what's the case over there? I mean, if there's no Adim, why would he be getting Malkus? So, if there was Idalek Adim, so why is he getting Malkus? Elapshita, the Egaden. Obviously we gotta be talking about a case where there are witnesses. And nonetheless the Bright says, but despite the fact that there are witnesses, Tomar Bishvata Pikadon, Shein Oloke. What does that mean? Shein Oloke. You don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. That's the only point. You don't get Malkus. You still made Bishvata Pikadon. You're still going to be high of your carbon. Huh? Abo carbon Maisei. Tiyufta the Rabba, huh? Tiyufta. So that's one Shita down. It took an awful lot to get it down, but we finally shot it down. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, HaKofer B'Mamon, Sheyesh Alav Edim Chayav, B'Shtar Patur. This is interesting. Yes, you have indeed proven that Rabbah is wrong when it comes to Edim. But suppose there's a contract for the same money. I say that the contract, in fact, makes your Shvata Pikadon meaningless. So where Edim are there, I agree, we have no choice but to say, that you're going to be chayev, as you've just proven. But Rabbah's basic yesod, that you can't have a kfiras dvorin bi'alma, it can't be about a story, it's got to be about a bottom line. And if there's a star on it, that then you would not be chayev, that is true. Amr Papa, My time is Rabbi Yochanan. What would be the difference between them?
But the difference is Edom, Avidim, and Maita. You know, Edom are easily gotten rid of, aren't they? Whereas when it comes to Shtar, Hamanachla, I mean, the Shtar we've got. I'm like, what kind of reasoning is that? But the Shtar never disappears. The Shtar never gets lost. There's never a break in the safe deposit box. There's never a mysterious fire. I mean, come on. What are we, naive over here? Shtar and Ami Avidim Mirachas. I mean, why can't the Shtar get lost as easily as the Adam can die? That can't be Rabbi Yochanan's logic, please. El Amr of Una Breda of Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan's logic is actually brilliant. What he's saying is, Haina Taimid Rabbi Yochanan, is that once there's a shtar, the shtar creates a shibud on karka. But the din is that you don't bring a korban on a shvua that's kofir karka. It has nothing to do with Rabba's logic. Nothing at all. Rabba's disproved, totally. It's not because of Tfiras Dvorim B'Yalma. It sounded like it was, and that's what led you to make the mistake. Well, Adam could always die, or shtar. That's not the issue. The moment that there exists a shtar on something, then what you're swearing about is the value of the karka which backs the loan. Because once there's a shibud with a shtar, it's a shibud on lien. It puts a lien on property. And as we'll see, we learn out from the pasuk that we'd never make a shvua where property is involved. We already talked about this in the previous prayer. And that's the idea. Itmar, mashbia ede karka, plige Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlokas. If somebody is mashbia edim, and says, you better come and be made that this guy is not the real owner of this land and it's my land, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't say who said what. But chad amar chayav, chad amar patur. Now it seems quite clear that it's Rabbi Yochanan who says patur. I mean, because if Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here, legabi shvat ha-pikadon, that a kofer b'mamon sheyesh la vedim chayav b'tshtar patur, and the only reason that we came up with that made any sense was Ravuna b'reder of Yoshua, which is that once there's a shtar, then ein nishpa'im al kvirat al shibud karka'od, then it's got to be the Rabbi Yochanan holds. There's no shvua on issues of karka tistayim. Indeed, that proves that the author of the shita that says your potter's got to be Rabbi Yochanan.
And if
there was a star, and the star disappeared,
we should look at
doesn't matter. No, that's not the point. The point is, what are we swearing about? We're swearing about the lien that you have on your property.
But if there's no star, it's true.
But you agree that there's a shtar. We both agree. You're in your tbi saying there's a shtar. So then that's what we're arguing about. Now, there's a fascinating and beautiful issue here, which is one of the famous Reb Chaim Brister's analysis of the Rambam, which is like this. Tosis asks over here a fantastic question, which is, what about if you hold that Shibuda Dioraisa? If you hold Shibuda Dioraisa, then it means that even without writing a shtar, there is always going to be a Shibud on a loan, right? So then the problem is, according to Rabbi Yochanan holds Shibuda Dioraisa. So that would mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such thing as a Chiyev of Shvata Pikadon. Because if he himself holds Shibuda Dioraisa, any time I borrow money, then if I'm going to be kofer on that money, it will always be a kvir on Shibud Karkot. In which case, all of the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Pasuk and it talks about Sumet Yad no longer makes sense because they nishvana al Shibud Kvirat Karkot. Now, Lamaisa Taisus answers this, that ain't Akinam, because based on other Gemaras, according to Maniyama holds Shibuda Dioraisa, you'd have to say that the only time you would be chayiv is in the case where somebody made a loan and specifically was mochel the Shibud. So somebody says that you borrowed money from me and we agreed that it was only to be Balper without any Shibud Karkot, and then he was called for, then there would be a chayiv on Shibud HaPikadon. Very rare case, obviously. The Rambam Kedarko paskins both things. He paskins that Shibud is the Araisa, and he paskins a general din on Kvira on a loan which was made Balpet. Now, how in the world do you square those two things? Comes along Reb Chaim and says a marvelously briskerish solution. And the solution is like this. The fact that you're being kofer on a loan does not necessarily involve the Kvira of the Shibud Karkaot. In other words, if I borrow money, there's two issues. Do I owe you the money because I borrowed it? And then there's an issue of, the fact is the Torah gives me recourse to the Shibud of the Karka because I borrowed a loan. It's not innate in the nature of the loan that this is a backed loan. It happens to be that that's how one can collect a loan, since Shibud is the Araisa. The nature of a milva bishtar
is that the shtar converts the milveh to a kinyan on karka. So that what it is that I am denying when I'm denying a loan with a contract is I'm denying a loan of shibud karka. And therefore, the shvua that I'm making isn't simply on the kfirah about the loan. It's kfirah about a loan that has the built-in shibud, because that was the purpose of writing the shtar. So it converts the collection ability to the definition of the loan. And that's the meaning of the shtar. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan isn't bothered by this. What he's saying is, look, of course, generally a person is called for a mamon. The fact that he could have collected from karka, what are you going to say? Wherever a person could collect from karka, therefore you don't swear? That's absurd. He's not swearing about the karka, he's swearing about the money. But where the money that he's swearing about is defined by the nature of the transaction as the amount of money that is leaned against his property, then over there, of course, the Torah says we don't swear on shibud karka. Okay, anyway, I couldn't resist saying that over.
Didn't you say initially that the shibud was automatic
on the karka? No, the right, yes, but it doesn't define the loan. It's just the right. I know, you're not going to get it in a 2-minute. But anyway, either one has experience with Brisker, or one doesn't. It's not something that happens instantly. Omerlei Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Abu. Lema Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Beplukta, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanu Tamid. It would appear that we've got over here a machlokas between these Amorayim that is in fact a machlokas in a Mishnah. It's not. Hagozel Sademi Chaviro. Somebody now takes over someone else's field. And now it's inundated by a Nahar. It's valueless. It's underwater. It's a marsh. Chayav la'amid lo sadeh, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, he's going to have to replace that sadeh. Zechiyim of Hashava. The Chachamim omrim, omer lo harisha chalafanech. The Chachamim say, why does he just say, here's your property. I took the field. Here's your field. Now, we explain over there that what's the machlokas in the Mishnah. The Micah myth, again. Rabbi Eliezer darshins ribu yomiyute. And the Rabbanan Darshi Klali Upras. So Rebbe Eliezer Darshan's Ribui Miute in the Parsha of the Ikvirat Momo. And he learns like this. Vikichesh Ba'amito is any type of Hakhasha. Then it says, that's a Riba. And then it says, Bepikadono Bitsomit Yad and so on, right? So, okay, that's Miut. And then it says, Omikola Sher Yishava. Okay, that's a Ribui. Very nice. So it's a classic Riba Miut Riba. What's the din? The din of such a construction is that it's riba hakol. Okay, so now in our case, my riba. Riba kol mili, anything that you would swear that you don't owe, that you do owe, you would be chayav on. Umay mi eight. So what was the one thing that's excluded? The thing that is least similar to any of the issues over here. Mi eight shtarot. A shtar is not something that is worth money. A shtar is only something that can be used to retrieve money, but it itself has no intrinsic value. And some of the Torah never mentioned anything in this whole list that did not have intrinsic value. Therefore, that's the thing that is most likely to be excluded. So somebody says, you stole my shtar that I was going to use to recover my loan from so-and-so. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no fee in such a case. Okay. The Rabbanon on the other end, Darshan Klalu Prat. So they say, the Kichesh Ba'amito is a Klal. Then we have the Pikadon, Obed Samet Yad, Obed Gazel, all of those, that's Prat. And then it says, Mikol Asher Yishava Alav Chazav Eklal. Now what's that type of limud? Klal Prat or Klal, the rule is, Iyata Dan Ela Ke'en HaPrat. So let's find the common denominator that puts together the three issues spoken about. Well, they're all Dvarim HaMetatalim, and they're all Gufo Mama. Okay, you could say, well, the fact that they're Metatalim is just a coincidence. Aha, but this is a Klal Prat or Klal, there's no coincidence. You could only be Marva Ke'en HaPrat. So if the prat is a metaltel, and it also has intrinsic value, so only those things which are metaltel that have intrinsic values, which excludes karkaot, because karkaot, obviously, by definition, are not metaltel. Yatsu avadim, which are given a din in the Torah, v'ukshula karkaot with a din of nachala, and yatsu shtarot, which indeed are metaltelim, but don't have intrinsic value. So then, apparently, manda mechayev karabim liyakir. So if you hold your chayev on a shvua, on karkaot, apparently you darshan like Rebbe Eliezer, who only is motzi shtarot, but includes karka, and manda prata apparently darshan klal prata klal like the Rabbanan, and that's the machlokas, Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Elazar over here about whether you bring a carbon on Kfir Shivut Karkos, am I focused on the mission between Tanoim? No. Omar Leilo, absolutely not. Of course the man who's Mechayev has to hold a Grev Eliezer, yes. But I mean, if you don't hold a Grev Eliezer, there's no Moker Bechlal to swearing on Shivut Karka. And the case was Beferish, a case of Shivut Karka Od. But the man de Platar would say, that's Rabbi Yosef, he would say, I claim that in this case, Rabbi Eliezer, of course, would agree with me. Rabbi Eliezer was never referring to the Chiyav over here of the Asham. He is saying that even Bo'afil Rabbi Eliezer Moda, Rabbi Eliezer is Moda, that of course there would be a Chiyav over here on the Asham, because when it comes, I mean a Potter on the Asham, why? Because when it comes to the Chiyav of Asham, it says, oh, mikol asher yishava alav l'sheker v'shleimato b'rishato, right? Barosho, rather. So, there, you're asking me that since Rebbe Eliezer, even though Rebbe Eliezer holds when it comes to the chiyav of the actual hashava, hakrasha, yes, I have to return it. But he never would have said that there's a chiyav of the chomesh and the asham, because in that particular chiyav of chamishito yosef alav and atashamo yavi, it says specifically mikol asher yishava. Why does it say mikol asher yishava? Why doesn't it say mi asher yishava or kol asher yishava? When it says mikol, we have an additional miyot, don't we? So even if you darshan the ribuyo miyotin, so you had one miyot and you were mamayit the shtaris because engu for moment. What are you going to do with this additional miyot that appears all of a sudden in the chiyav of the Asham and the Chomesh? So I find that even according to Rebbe Eliezer, the additional miyot certainly comes to exclude the next thing in line. What's the next thing in line? Karkaot, because they're not similar in that they aren't metalteot. So even though normally, if I only had one miyot, I would have said I'm only going to be my shtaris, which I do in the first part of the parasha, which is talking about don't deny when you owe something and replace it. Yes. If I have your field, I have to replace it, even though it's a field. Absolutely, Rebbe Eliezer's motive. But if I swear falsely and say it's not your field, then Rebbe Eliezer's motive, there's no chiyav of an asher mechomesh. Because there's an additional miyot in the din of shvua that says mikol. So over there he's motive, drachman om mikol, velo hakol. Om repop and mishmeda rava. You know what? Must be tsunami date. L'chora, we have a riot from the mission like that. Because what was the case in our mission? It says, ganafta et shori, v'hu omer lo ganafta. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen. This is your chayim. In the other cases, when we talk about chavala, you'll notice that we contrast the eved, chavala and eved, or the case of shor chayim mit et abdi. So, wouldn't it be interesting, instead of saying et shori, to tell me what the din would be, if ganafet avdi, so ganafet avdi, and the guy says no, then it would be chayim. So why doesn't it say ganafet avdi? My time, hello. Milad mishum de evet it kush lekarkaot. Isn't it because an evet essentially is saved in his karka? The ain meviim korban al kvirat shibut karkaot. That explains why the Mishnah didn't want to say a case of evet, which would have been a bigger chiddush. Because lamaisa, everybody agrees that you don't bring a korban when it comes to Shibut Karka, so we couldn't bring Eved. And in fact, by its being left out, we learn that the halacha is that exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. There's no shvua in a case of Kviyara Shibut Karka. Amrev Papi, Mishmei Derava. Now hold on a second. Before you jump to conclusions from our Mishnah, I think you better look at the end of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa. What's the end of the Mishnah say? Zeh HaKlal. Now, you're making a big deal out of the Zaha Klal. You know something? You just spent literally an entire page. I mean, this mission is a whole page. Spent an entire page telling me every possible case in which, if he had been motored, some of it he had been motored, the rest of it he had been motored. Tell me what you're adding, please. What case did we not discuss that you're now adding in Zaha Klal? That only if he's Bisharim al Piatzmo. Lassimai. I'll tell you, man, the only case I can think of is La Suye Ganafta Tavdi. That goof for the case where I didn't mention, however, you should know there is an additional case of somebody who said you sold my Eved, that you would be Chayev. Because after all, it's not a Knas to pay for an Eved that you stole, is it? So you would be Chayev if you made a Shvua on an Eved. Now, you've got a Mishnah, obviously, that you can no longer use as a proof. I mean, if you try to bring me the proof from my leaving out a case, I'll bring you proof from the fact that we need to have in a seifa an extension of the cases to include that case. So elamiha, lekalamishmamino, you certainly can't bring a raya from here that is bedakka, that's the case that's left out, because there is another case that's going to be added. So we no longer have a raya from our Mishnah.